Good morning, Mid-Michigan, and thank you for tuning in. I'm your host, Lee Cohen, here with my usual co-host, Rick Preuss. Good morning, Rick.
Hello. Good morning, Lee.
Rick, this week in the news about pets, there's a couple of stories that caught my attention. One of them is actually related to the time of year we're dealing with. Now that the weather has finally turned nice and people are outdoors enjoying themselves, one thing a lot of people in Michigan like to do is gardening. And in their gardens, they tend to put down mulch. But a warning has come out for people to be aware about the dangers of coco landscape mulch. You ever heard of that, Rick?
No, I haven't, Lee.
Yeah, it was something that caught my attention on Snopes. It was actually very interesting. It's a sweet-smelling mulch that's manufactured by Hershey's and contains a couple of the ingredients found in chocolate. The problem with that is that just a few ounces could cause stomach problems as well as seizures and even death if enough is ingested. And the ASPCA has put out their poison control that is little as 20 ounces of milk chocolate can cause serious problems in a 10-pound dog. So it really can create an obstacle for dogs who are out. They smell that sweet smell of chocolate, and boy, they get into it. Now, the mulch is sold at most garden supply stores, and according to Hershey's, 98% of dogs won't eat it. My concern is for the 2% who might. And again, it goes to tell you that when your dog is outside, you have to be aware of what they're into, because there's a lot of things that they can ingest that can cause all kinds of problems.
Yeah, and one of those things is if you're putting your own mulch down, that's one thing. But certainly for those dogs that kind of run loose among a couple backyards, you know, you're no longer controlling that. So another point, you know, keep your own dog under control. And then when you're walking them, you know, just realize that's a potential issue. You never know what. And it even mentions here, irregardless of coco in the mulch or not, mulch itself can be particularly harmful to the overall digestive tract of an animal. And many veterinarian surgeries occur irrespective of the coco.
Right. Yeah, you got to watch what your dogs get into, because again, they're outdoors a lot more this time of year and they can get into trouble. Rick, another story that I'm going to get into ties into what we're talking about as our theme for this week's show, and it has to do with choosing a veterinarian and how to get the right information about how to go about being the best pet keeper that you can. There's an organization, the AVMA, the American Veterinary Medical Association, that has joined forces with WebMD to offer online pet information. And as a result of this information being out there, now 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you can actually go to the internet and educate yourself on issues related to your pet. Now, that doesn't replace the concept of going to a qualified veterinarian and seeking the medical support and the advice that they can provide. But the important thing people need to know is that you can't just rely on the vet to determine everything. They need input and questioning from you regarding your pet. So you need to really do your homework in advance before you go in and meet with them. And hopefully that's what this website can provide. Rick, for any of our listeners, I do want to bring up the point that in addition to going to the website that I just mentioned for information, that if any of our listeners are interested in listening to our past shows and hearing what our other guests have had to say regarding this and other topics, they can always do that by visiting our website at www.1320wils.com. There's a banner right on the front page for the pet show, and when you click on it, it actually features the webcast of our various programs that we've done to date. So people do have the opportunity to go back and listen on this topic or a variety of other topics. And each week that's updated on Sundays to reflect the previous week's show. So we do want to let people know that they are encouraged to go there. We also want to get your feedback about the topics we're talking about. And the best way to do that is to email the show at mmpet Pets at 1320WILS.com and let us know. What do you like? What questions or comments do you have? And what guests would you like to see us bring on the show? Because again, the web is becoming a much more important part of how people go about getting information and learning about a variety of topics. Rick, on this week's show, we're going to have the opportunity to talk with Dr. Margaret Berry from the Mount Hope Veterinary Hospital. Dr. Berry is a very interesting lady who has practiced veterinary medicine in the area for decades and actually has been a vet since back in the 70s. You might not know it because her voice tends to sound a little bit young, but boy, she really does know what she's talking about and has a whole lot of experience. And she's going to talk with our listeners about how to go about choosing that vet and what questions you need to ask when you're determining exactly who is the right vet and who you should deal with when it comes to caring for your animals, if it's a new animal or if it's a specific item that you're dealing with. So that interview is going to be coming up next right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.